In many parts of North America, it's well past harvest time, but not for the pawpaw. The pawpaw is a native fruit in the eastern U.S. that ripens in the late fall. Pawpaws were a delicious food source for Native Americans, as well as for people escaping from slavery on the journey north to freedom. And there are still some pawpaw patches feeding folks today, though you can't find pawpaws in grocery stores. Last spring, when Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom spoke with Michael Wison, former host of The Victory Garden on PBS, about gardening amid the coronavirus, Michael offered to dig up a few of his pawpaws for Bobby to try growing at home. She recently picked up some saplings from Michael and has our story.
All right, here are your pawpaws, which we'll pull out in just a minute.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. As you can see how much smaller the leaves are compared to what we're going to be looking at, that reduction is typical of plants that don't like to be transplanted. So by next year, they should have leaves of regular size.
And what's regular size?
Well, come on down, I'll show you.
All right.
Welcome to my pawpaw grove. So in front of us is the tree. It's probably now about 30 feet tall and 15 feet wide. These are big, long, lanceate leaves, which simply mean shaped like a sword, long sword-shaped leaves, about 7-8 inches long, 3 inches wide. And then as you go up, you see that they're starting to change color and that they're a brilliant, brilliant yellow, which is one of the great fall features of this tree. And there, hanging right in front of us, are the pawpaws. So, is that what you expected?
I've seen pictures, okay. So I wasn't a complete novice. I've never had one. I've never seen one in the flesh, so to speak. But no, I thought that they would be maybe bigger or greener or something.
It looks something like a green potato, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a green potato. This one's sort of stuck together like a snowman or something.
Well, yeah, exactly. They come sometimes combined. Either they're big, long sort of cylinders or they're various sort of sets of circles. And sometimes they're just a single set of circles. So the fruit is very variable. Another reason why they're not in commercial production, because they're very variable. So it would be very hard to ship them. They're also, here you can feel one, they're also quite soft.
Yeah, it's like a ripe avocado.
Exactly, and that's how you know they're ripe. You take them when you push them in and they dent slightly with your thumb, just like an avocado, then they're ready to go. If they fall off the tree, they have a tendency to get bruised. And again, that's why they're not really potentially shippable.
They're pretty small too. I mean, this one, I don't know, a quarter of a pound or something?
Oh yeah, certainly less than a pound, about 4 inches long, 3 inches long, something like that. See, but what's interesting about this is that these trees, very unusually, form thickets, and these roots come from underground. So this, for instance, this 4, 5, 6 foot tree here right next to it is from an underground growth, and they're all tied via underground runners. And so when you try to go dig one up, you sever the runner, which means the plant is really unhappy. So this again makes for very poor commercial production, which is why you don't see these in local nurseries.
Now, do they only reproduce by sending out runners, or can you also take a seed and grow it and get a pawpaw, or is it going to be more like an apple where you don't know what you're going to get?
Oh, you're going to see the seeds in a minute. You can definitely plant the seeds, and presumably that's how this was grown, and that would actually be an easier way to propagate than these cuttings, because then, of course, it would form the root within the pot, and it would just be integral, mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to being split up like this. The flowers are really interesting, too. They're beautiful, long purple, about 1.5 inches flowers of a dark sort of vermilion purple color. And interestingly, they have very little smell or a very unpleasant smell, depending on your nose. And they're propagated by flies and not by bees. They bloom very early before the bees are active. And so there's a whole group of these plants that are propagated by flies and other alternative pollinators. And the pawpaw is one of them.
Now, my understanding of pawpaws, I was under the impression that they grow really well in the South, like the Mid-Atlantic region, and New England was sort of pushing the envelope for pawpaws, but yours looks pretty good here. Are they growing better in this region now, or is this typically where you would expect to find them?
We are at the northern edge of the range, so how much further north they will go, I don't know. You're right, they're very well known down in the Middle-Atlantic and southeastern United States. However, with the climate change issue, things are moving north, so they already have predicted that this zone, where we are now, 6B, will be closer to 7B within 30 years.
Well, I'm in zone 5.
The nice thing about a pawpaw, at least these pawpaws, is that they're free, right? So take them home, plant it. If it dies, try the seeds. If it doesn't work, you know, you're welcome back here anytime to eat the pawpaws.
I'll turn up on your doorstep. Here I am.
No problem. Anytime.
Oh, thank you. Well, can we try them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So here we are outside in the rain because of our COVID precautions trying pawpaws. This will be a first.
Well, it's a first for me on every score. I've never had one.
So I'm just going to cut this open and then split it apart. And it's, you can see it's like a banana.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm going to give you a spoon. And these are the big black seeds. And you just take the seeds out and then scoop it out like you would custard.
It's so good. Not what I expected. Everybody says banana and mango. And it's got like the texture of banana maybe, but
I think it's more like vanilla custard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta try another one.
Yeah.
My kids are gonna love this.
It's a delicious eating experience. Prized by the Native Americans. Of course, this was a principal food source all up and down the East Coast. A beautiful tree, great flower, great fruit, nice habit, and great fall color. So if you can grow one of these in your yard, I highly recommend it.
And the unusual thing too about them, I mean, they taste like a tropical fruit almost here in New England, which is so unusual. But also, I mean, we're almost into November now and you're just now harvesting these. That's pretty unusual. I mean, even apples are sort of on their way out at this point.
Yeah, my apples are done. I think because they have originated from the South, they are used to a longer growing season. As you can see around us, most of the trees have lost their leaves, but the pawpaw is still doing its thing.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm really so grateful for your time and for the pawpaws, and I can't wait to try them.
Well, can't wait to have your family try them. You like them already.
Well, I mean, I can't wait to try to grow them.
Ah, yes. Well, we'll see. Report back, and I want 10%.
Okay.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. Oh, this is super fun.
That's Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom speaking with landscape designer and former host of The Victory Garden, Michael Wysand.